Hey, welcome to the Lynn Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey. It's a journey of discovering and as you explore the transformative power of stepping in this. Come into alignment with your God-given and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create you love. As you become the writer of story, here you're going to find that in practical tips and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take lead towards your dreams. You're in the right place, so unleash your inner badass. What's up, baby? It's Friday. I'm excited for the weekend because that means I have a partner at home to wrangle the babies. So hopefully we're getting some reading done this weekend that is on the agenda. Praying that all the babies stay healthy and happy and all of the things. I want to make sure you guys are following Dream Big Bit TikTok. One of my lives today, I get different companies asking me to do some collaborations, and I don't always take them up on it because I'm like kind of blasé about the product. And it's not really something that lights my soul on fire or that, you know, I utilize every day. However, this company got me because they lured me in with some lashes. Okay. So you guys need to go check this out. I went live today. Not today. I went live Thursday. Okay. I went live Thursday morning, putting those on. And I'm telling you guys, of all the lashes, all the self lashes I've ever put on, these are magic. So we'll see it through the night, how they make it through. You guys are going to have to stay tuned, but make sure you're on TikTok. I do go live there a lot. And if you like the podcast genuinely, it's just a lot of this over there, but live. So and watching me on camera. So if you're always curious, never seen me and you've just heard voice, if you want a base to the name, that's where you're going to find me going live. Okay. And how obviously if you look in the bio of my episode, you're going to my favorite supplement. I have 15 invites at a time and I will apply to get them reset. I've given out quite a few invites and these people not as like pulled the trigger. So I have a few available before I have to put in a request for because it's not public, but I'm telling you guys, it is definitely a game changer. My is amazing. I feel amazing. I can tell just my digestive everything is just the way it needs to be, but my immune system is on track. That means I survived a baby in my arms, in my face, and I made it out without getting sick. So did my husband, and you guys, he's very, very sensitive to that stuff. Like he usually doesn't make it out alive if there's a sick kid in the house, taking this product too. And I paid attention to his skin. I mean, he looks young anyway, but I'll have to ask him. He sees a difference in there, but do boys really pay attention to that? But no, seriously, I have not been using any skin treatment, skincare. I've been using shit face except for castor oil at night and my moisture before I put on makeup and I wore makeup this baby was sick. So I just am very impressed. Very impressed. Super excited to see what happens, because this is like cellular repair. And they have a trademark on this. They have a patent. No one can ever duplicate products. Three ingredients. That's it. Three ingredients that can change your life. And then, you know, struggled with finding psilocybin to start your journey. If you guys are here from TikTok, this is what I'm talking about. In the link here, you will find a link for a microdosing journey. That is where you will get a package, a 3-month microdose, sent discreetly to your door with instructions that I have, okay, from my experience. And, you know, also the fact that I'm box is always open. This make sure you're reaching out to me on Facebook. But I can help you guys through that journey. If that's something that you're curious about, I know a lot of you guys on my lives this week were like, I just don't know where to find it. Well, I can assure you don't have to stick your hand in some cow shit. Okay. Gone are the days of sticking your hand in poop. But yeah, it's a very discreet process. Okay. So you're safe, very secure. My guy is in Ann Arbor and it's decriminalized. So he plays it pretty safe as well. that means that he has to be very discreet when he's shipping things out too. Not sure if that falls in the realms of what's okay and what's not, but we're rebels, so we don't really care, do we? We don't care. And a few of you, my final keeping thing, make sure you guys, final two things. Make sure you guys are signed up for emails at brandonlynette.com. This is where you get like letters. This is where you're getting any that I put out, anything I drop first, any private classes that I'm doing, all of that is there. So make sure you guys are sending those emails, and you want to make sure not ending up in your folder. So you want to put a star by my name to favorites. Make sure you see time. And I appreciate that you guys. And last but not least, a lot of you guys are asking me, okay, I was with this company, a network marketing company. I was with them for a very long time. Probably like 8, 9 years ago, I started with them. I was very, very, very long time. And I just kind of away because I wasn't happy with the products. It was just, there was a lot of ick for me. Okay. There's a lot of ick I'd feel. I just didn't feel right. So I have not been actively promoting, but my family still uses products from this company. Okay. So I have not cut ties. A lot of you are reaching out to me because that's kind of how we met. And you're asking about a new product that they released. It's called Alter. It's a weight loss product formulated for women by a woman. And the testimonies I've heard are amazing. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie about that. But that's what they're meant to do. Okay. So a little bit of my cynicism is going to come in here. Let's just hold off and see. I do have the product coming to me. Okay. I think it ships out in the next couple of days. I'll give it an honest go, but I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Okay. I'm going to be completely honest. I know better than to get super excited. Okay. Found a product a while back. It was amazing. Then the formula and promise me it was different. And we all know that it was some bullshit and it was different. Okay. And like 80% of my people that tried it were gaining weight. So, I just feel very, very like cautious in that I don't want you guys to health journey in all your eggs in one basket. Okay. I don't want this product to be the end all be all save all. I want you to get to your core health. That's why I started that supplement, the three scoops a day. It's all empty except I added some liver stuff. I'm anemic and just crazy stuff. This beef liver, what else have added back? Beaver, my powder, and I mean my micros. So that's it. That's my now. That's all I'm taking. But there are things I'm doing. I outside of the week that the baby was sick, I am in the gym at least five days a week. Okay. Super heavy. And my new goal, I upped myself from 10 steps to 15,000 steps. Okay. So this is non-negotiable for me. And my diet consists of mostly protein. I don't add sides to my bullshit. Like I just will eat a steak or I will just eat some chicken. I'm not the mashed potatoes and mac and cheese and the corn and the side of bread and some biscuits and gravy. And like, I'm not adding that. So super, super high protein. I've taken massive responsibility for where I'm at. So what I would say is, I will try this product for you guys and I will be honest. You need to know I'm not coming into this like dipping on this. Okay. I'm working myself for this. And if you take responsibility for your health journey, then do something. Okay. Up your protein goal, drinking calories. Okay. You should be drinking water, electrolytes. Okay. That's it. If you're going to drink coffee, drink it black, like a boss. So don't need the added bullshit in there. Have you checked ingredients of your mirror last time you drank it? Like that's what I'm straying from. I'm kind of just getting the basic of like real food. That's it. Real food. And for me, that's protein. So I'm doing shit for myself. You can't exercise and lift heavy. Maybe you don't have a gym membership. The fuck, you could do a lot of these with body resistance and it's going to kick ass. And I promise you can walk. Okay. Walk. Then you have other things even in a wheelchair there's workouts to be done. So I'm just saying, take massive responsibility for where you are and don't put all of your, eggs in a basket. I just don't want to deal with the disappointment. That's why I'm hesitant. And y'all are like, should I try it? And I'm like, let's do it together. If you want to go with me, let's go. If you want to try it, I can give you the link. But you got to private message me for that, because I actually create one for this episode. So private message me, or in tomorrow I can send out an email with a special to get you hooked up with this product. Last I knew it was pre-order. I'm not on the business side of this company. I just use some of the products for my family. So we'll see what happens. But bitch, you know I'm not gonna lie about it. Okay. I'm not gonna lie about it. So we'll see where it goes. But let's get into today's episode, you guys. That was a lot of housekeeping and fine, because we're going into the weekend. You're gonna get a break from away. So I think it's all gravy, baby. But I want to talk about the approach to complaints and how you can transform your life, because ultimately complaining can ruin your life. Your life can by snatching the happiness out of it completely gone, done. And when you time criticize everything, that's the easiest way to become brain is working faster than my mouth. So let's slow down. Okay. That's for you to be dissatisfied about anything comes across your path. Constantly complaining, you develop a negativity about everything. That leads to content and absolute misery from the inside out. Okay. And I don't know about you, but like that's like a great time to me. I feel like that I want to avoid, you know? And the truth is, if you are not happy with your life, your mission should be to change it. Okay. To flip the script, to change around. Okay. You want to use each situation that you're happy about as an opportunity to a goal that could bring you joy instead. Why like this? Why are we like this? I mean, our first step is to really get a pen and paper. It doesn't even have to be a journal, pen and a notepad. I don't care. But I want you to really write your thoughts and emotions when you find yourself complaining. Are there specific triggers or situations, you know? Like my husband lost his hat the other day. Okay. No idea. I didn't even know it existed. And he was super pissed off. And I'm like, what's going on? Is going on level, or is this just about the hat? Right? Like I mean you guys. made my heart elevate and everything. I'm like, what in the world is going on? It's just a hat. It's my favorite hat. I'm very stressed out, you know? And I'm like, can we get to the deeper point of this? These are the questions that you have with yourself. Is there did something else trigger you? Was there a situation that you know this? How did you feel before and during and after? Especially when you're going through frustration or a complaint problem. And you want to start being able to look for pattern in your complaints. Is it a recurring topic that you complain about? Are they related to specific aspects of your life, like or your relationships or personal challenges? And then it's important you know understand the motivations behind that. You want to get to why you feel the need to complain. Okay. Is it a way to seek attention? Do you need attention? Is it sympathy? Or are you expressing frustration and dissatisfaction with other aspects of your life? And what I really tended to do, because I promise, you know, we talked about that this week, whatever you look for, you're guided. If you want to look for things to complain about, they'll be in multitudes. Okay. There will always be something. But the real challenge is to wake and look for something you love. Look at the things that you're happy about, you know? And then you want to learn to think alternative ways to express your feelings, okay? It's problem solving, right? When I feel like everything out of control and I just am like spiraled out, I clean, you know, tackle something. If I just feel like overwhelmed, I'll just take one room and just like that, like that's my, I do that because then I'm making change. I'm making a difference in where I'm at, controlling my environment, because that's what I can control. And sometimes maybe you want some feedback. People might have insights into behavior that you've never considered, you know? So it's the people that you've trusted it. And if you pattern in someone that you love, you know, and this is something I'm very careful about when I talk to my husband, like, you know, he's mad about when I was triggered that he was so mad about so small. I was like, okay, is this like I need to be looking at it myself, or genuinely, you know, really, really do I want to see deeper he's upset about, right? Right. So you have to be able to have a conversation if you're noticing in other people to make sure that it's not just you seeing a part of you and someone else, that mirror reflection. But you want to notice patterns and see how to talk and communicate about how them or even your relationships. And that cultivating a mindset of gratitude is going to shift your focus. That's it. Stop fucking worrying about what you don't have or won't like, you know, and start really looking at what you do have and what you can appreciate in your life. I just want you to challenge yourself, fix it. Okay. If something is really getting under your skin, make it your goal to get to the root of the issue and the necessary change. Because it's easy to complain, but it's harder to fix, you know? No, it's something as small as, you know, your gym partner always late, or in my case, and he definitely never shows up on time, okay? Instead of complaining, make the change. Maybe you need to find someone else to work out with or work out by yourself, okay? Sometimes tough love is the best. That was part of my, he misses working out with me, and I'm like, all right, so this is where we're going. And if that works for him, cool. And if it doesn't, then that's okay. Then he's going to have to be his own gym motivation that day, right? But complainers really do have a hard time finding positives in the situation because you're so in. It's like we wake up and we can tune station. We get to tune into the vibration that we want to feel. And honestly, when I missed the days of reading before I do anything else, reading the Bible, or I do anything else, I can tell that my calibration's off. You can always tell that it's a little bit off. So like that is definitely something I want to get more, you know, on is that first things first come straight, you know, and I can make all the excuses in the world. Well, the baby was sick, all the things like literally I'm in the other room. It's not that serious, right? I just kind of let myself backslide on those things, but really you can discipline in finding those positive aspects to foundation to choose your vibration. Okay. A little deeper than the surface. Take time to find them in the rough. Okay. It's like, why would you stay at a job constantly complain about? If you don't have something to move up to, like I think, you know, my husband hated his job, complained about it for a long time. And we were at the point, like the hero was like, no, you either stop complaining and stop letting it like years away from you or get a different job. He got the opportunity to actually move up. And now he genuinely loves to go to work. Wild, right? Wild shift. It's because he wasn't afraid to step into that next level and to move up. That changed everything for him. And you have to discontentment. Okay. Make that the next few weeks. And that could be your solution to the urge to complain. You're only going to feel miserable by that. It really is that gratitude. Like if you're in good health, why can't you just feel content? And why do we want to find something to feel bad? We focus on the fact like, oh, my health feels really good. I feel good today. Let's focus on that. Let that be our priority. Move on from there. Ask yourself honestly, because you really have to decide yourself. And I want you to ask, if you ask your spouse or the people in your life, your loved ones, what kind of person you were, you'd be surprised if they were like, dude, you're a miserable person. You are not happy. Would that be a shock to you? If people are not excited to be around you, if people's energy is stressed out, if you have everyone's heart rate a flutter and their fight or flight kicked in and they're not happy to be around you, like would you be offended and would you be shocked? Because that's the reality of a complainer. Okay. You find so fault in the world around you that you make everybody in your life uncomfortable. Everything's uncomfortable. It's like, oh, here's Mary again. Oh my gosh, what's she gonna complain today? Right? So let's attention to what is triggering our needs. Let's pay attention to where we need to make change in our life. And let's pay attention, opportunity for feedback. And let's get into that reflection and introspection. Okay. Let's start evaluating our perspectives, our behaviors. Self-awareness is everything, and your personal growth matters. You need that self-awareness. That's how we foster that empathy and resilience. That's how we get deeper understanding of our self-goal. That's how we could step outside of the box and see the picture instead of getting lost in the sauce, traveling on a fucking hamster wheel of our own making. I want you to challenge yourself to think out of the box here, okay? These are complaints aren't just expressed satisfaction, but it's an opportunity for constructive dialogue, problem growth, change. If you can bring a proactive mindset when it comes to the core of your complaints or why you might find negative in everything, this is where you harness your transformative potential to affect positive change. We're here for, babe. You guys have an amazing weekend. We've got Limbitch journal prompts Monday through Friday in my Facebook group. I do post my Bible in the Bible study for a badass. I've given up on that, you guys. It's on the back burner. Yes, I see that. I thought I needed to get through the whole before I actually throw out some Bible studies. I need to read it entirety before I break it to core meaning. I just feel like that's super, super important. So my year's up in January when we'll start the classes. But if you want to start reading ahead of time, I post a schedule every. And that's it. Make sure those email alerts. And if you love this podcast episode or any of that this week, make sure you're on that listenbitchdonations.com, buy girl a cup of tea. And by cup of tea, I mean, you're going to pay for the cost of the podcast. Okay. So thank you so much, generosity, for your love. And if you don't have a couple bucks to spare, make sure you share the podcast out. Okay. I am guests to interview and have conversations with. If that's you or someone you know, then make sure you meet me as well. Facebook Messenger is always going to be the fastest way to reach me. Okay. I love you guys. Have a great weekend.